Arcade Hangout, episode...
something.
What episode is this? 89! today we're going to talk about the two events we have coming up. And the first event will be happening this weekend. If you live near or around or close to... Oh, shit. Hold on a minute.
Denver. The word you're looking for is Denver.
Sorry. You know what? I had the feed on, so I was hearing myself talk. Like the old days. Okay, anyway, Denver, Colorado, we're having a weekend event of the NAT tournament. Not a tournament. Sorry. Should know what it's called.
We totally have not been drinking yet tonight.
So that happens when we start. Oh, no. it's going to be Andrew. Help me out here. The location, Colfax.
So Friday night we're going to do one up at Colfax, starting at 4 o'clock roughly is when we plan on being there. We'll pick out games and start the games at that point. Each game will be a tournament in and of itself. So we'll have prizes for the team winners. You'll be paired up with a person randomly chosen from a hat kind of thing. And be playing games together in some sort of team fashion, which we have not figured out yet. So I guess we will at some point, probably Friday afternoon. But yeah, 4 o'clock. So 4 o'clock at one up on Colfax, not the downtown. If you go to Lodo, you won't find us there. So don't go to that one. One up on Colfax. It's roughly Colfax and Washington Street. And then Saturday night, we'll be at Hyperspace in Lakewood, which is roughly, I want to say, Colfax and Reed. So actually, it's funny. We're both just off of Colfax for both those locations. But yeah, Colfax and Reed for much of the same at a brand new venue. We'll be playing different games and doing the same kind of idea, but having a great time.
Now, are we going to keep the game list a secret, or do we have anything to announce right now?
It's not a secret yet, but I think that what we need to do as the organizers, because we are hosting this event, is we will need to go to 1UP and then Hyperspace and make sure that we're there a little while beforehand, make sure we get some get the lay of the land,
check
out which games are working, which games are working the way we want to, and maybe play a couple practice games, since we won't be playing with each other. We'll be drawing partners at random. So play a couple practice games, make some decisions about what we want to do. But I think we have a good idea of, like, you're pairing up two players playing a one-player game kind of thing. So,
okay. Because I have to put all these damn games in the website. And I don't know what they are.
Yes, you do. Wow. And you don't know what they are. So
it's all right. I can do it on site. I can do it on my phone on site if I need to.
Yeah. To the best of my knowledge, so we've talked about this, like, I don't think that either of one of the locations have their own Wi-Fi. However, they're both in deep in Metro Denver, so I want to say the net connections and the cellular connections are pretty good.
Yeah, about 4G.
I've never had problems at either one of them, so yeah, I mean, it's all 4G around here. 4G and LTE.
Yeah.
Well, so he says I think we'll be all right.
Times out and goes into stutter robot Andrew mode. Like,
well, I am on Wi-Fi from, like,
yeah. I know you are, but what am I?
I finally got that extender for the barcade room, so I don't have to hear Griffin and Keith give me shit anymore about my internet being crappy. So that's a plus.
Yeah, the porn kept buffering when we were at Steve's house.
Watching porn.
Are you all like streaming VR the same porn? Like, oh god.
Yeah, simple joke.
Check out my brunette.
Although I tell you, here's the word.
Dude, you should be like wipe it across. The, like, dude, check her out.
Don't.
She doesn't have a single pimple on her butt.
Don't do a circle joke with VR headsets on.
You can have like this a virtual three-way.
Yeah, I can't find it. Keep like accidentally punching people.
Not one spider bite on her butt.
Hey, this shit's real.
Those on pillows.
No, but Griffin or Keith would go, "Hey, have you seen this music video by such and such artist?" And then they go to YouTube and they'd be like, bleh.
Here it is in 120p.
Yeah. It comes in YouTube like the lowest quality possible. It's like pixelated to death. And I'd be watching this going, this video sucks.
Yeah, your song sucks.
This is animating noise like this.
What has that got to do with anything? Bleh. Bleh.
So anyway, our second event is Grink Fest coming up in October. Is October 13th? Is that right?
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th. Good day to go.
Yep.
Hey, good day to fly, too.
Who's hosting that?
Nobody. Well, Steve from Grinkers is hosting that. So Steve,
His event.
It's right. His event, you know, kind of always has been. So, yeah.
I wasn't sure this year.
He is the singular host. There are those of us who are supporting it. So I'm sure Arcade Hangout will help out with taking scores. Gak and I will do our typical like work for behind the scenes.
Badges and all that good stuff.
Making badges, making posters, making goodies, that sort of thing. But yeah, as far as like host, our host this year is Steve. Grinkers Steve.
And also, already there's 80 people signed up.
The guys that want to get away and play games that bring hot wives, I will be at the bar to make sure that they're okay and entertained. So feel free to just bring them up. I'll give you a ticket, and then you can come and get them at the end of the night.
What, check them in like coats?
A valet.
Yeah, valet thing.
And the best thing too, Joel won't remember them the next day, so it's even better.
Right. Well, yeah.
Just like coats, you'll throw them on the bed in the bedroom.
Yeah, and if you don't come to collect yours at the end of the evening, we will sell them off on Sunday.
There's a last and found.
and we should also mention that daughters drink free, so just keep that in mind.
We did fail to mention that Drink Fest is a dollar beer. If anyone playing in the event or attends the event.
Beer
and wine. Any beer and wine is a dollar. Food is half off, and the food is if you like deli sandwiches.
Actually, yeah. I think just to say, like historically, everything's been a dollar for drinks. I have no idea what's. I mean, Steve may change. He hasn't made.
Oh yeah, he might change those rules.
So I don't want to go out on a limb here and put Steve. You know, like.
Well, we did ask him if he was going to do that this year. He already said yes to that.
And his intention is yes. I just want to make sure before we get to an official announcement from Steve. But like, I'm sure there will be drink specials. He's always taking good care of us as a community. So.
Here's my bell.
Who rang that bell?
Who rang that bell?
If Steve announced it, then it's official. But like
he did. Sure. Last time he was on our show, we asked him.
All right,
and he said yes to
Sweet.
That.
All right.
Well, I was going to cancel if it wasn't.
Yeah. If he raises price to $2 a beer, fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, Dave, Bud Lights are only a buck anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What a bloody common bastard.
Also, if you don't like pickles on your sandwiches, then don't come.
Is that a euphemism?
Chopped pickles.
No, chopped pickles.
Actual pickles. Oh, the chopped pickles.
Man, you get the sandwich with the chopped pickles. Those are the best.
Mm-hmm. Dude, they don't even fit in a bun. It's ridiculous.
That ain't no stupid potato diet, I'll tell you that.
And then late at night, we have the delicious hot dogs from Dave, the crock pot. Hot dogs.
Yeah, Dave shares his dog.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of skin on them. With tons of skin on them, yep.
We all share hot dogs in the back room.
Does he have all the skin on them? They're not kosher hot dogs if he has all the skin on them.
He's in the back warming the hot dogs.
I just love that crock pot was outside like for a day just with the grease just sitting in the back like with games. So it's like, ugh.
That must have smelled so good after you dumped that crap out. Oh, must have.
And they're back there fixing beans, smelling that all day.
Yeah, where's that part? It's under the greasy crock pot with the fucking dogs in it.
Hot dogs with foreskin. That's exactly right, Brian.
Wait a minute. You guys are talking about penises.
Yeah. there's a man has a penis, a woman has a vagina.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Oh, this is a family show.
Yeah, we're on the roll. If you guys like this, make sure you buy a ticket to Denver for
Denver. Yeah, 2017. Yeah, we'll be there this weekend. You can hear this shit live.
Yeah, Tegan.
So those are our two big events. We got Denver this weekend, and then Grinker's coming up mid October, and then we had a game.
We did,
and
we actually played.
We did actually. Played. Several of us played the game. Actually, I didn't even look at the scores recently.
Like five of us played.
Hey, but better than like one or none.
Right?
Yeah.
True, true. That ought to make Fritz happy.
He's the Fritz. So who came in first?
Who came first?
Where is he? He's supposed to be on the show to get his virtual prize.
Well, he might already be here. God damn, I got pushed down to sixth place.
Oh, that's Jimbo, that's right.
Yeah.
Sixth place, 35 players.
We had eight players actually play.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Jim. Tell us your secrets.
The link that you guys sent, that the link that was in the description, the wiki page.
Oh, really? I didn't fucking read that.
I didn't read it either. Figured.
Nice.
I just winged it.
I'll wing it.
And it sucked. I did not get past 3-1.
The funny thing, is up until we did this little tournament, I never played progressively through the levels. I always warped.
Yeah.
And so I would go from, you know, level 1-2 to 4-2 to 6, and I would get to 6-3, and then I was dead. And that's how every game went.
Yeah, even for like high score, you got to play every level.
Yeah. Yeah.
And milk every
point. I just
want
to see if I could get through it.
So, Jim, did you actually finish the game?
I got to the last stage, and there's one spot right before Bowser where you have to get past a Hammer Brother, and when you do get past him, you have to make this big jump, and there's a fireball that comes up through the lava pit.
Yeah.
And when you time it, and like, because I always die, so then I'm little, you know, regular Mario, and I would run under the Hammer Brother and then jump, every time I would do that, I'd get hit by the fireball. So it's like, you're fucked. I just couldn't figure. I didn't have. I had five today. I played one game and I had five lives going into 8-4, and I lost them all. And I was pissed.
And you were playing on your red tent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like official. You weren't like playing on a PC with a controller.
No.
Which I thought about that. Like actually, while I was playing, I was like, man, I would do so much better, I'm sure, if I had a controller in my hand rather than.
Playing this much on the red tent, though, I've gotten so used to using a joystick and two buttons that I don't know if I could actually, if I went back, if I would do much better.
Because
I got so used to using it, yeah.
Yeah. No, it just seemed to me like while I was playing, I was like thinking about that. I was like, man, I swear I would be more precise like with my inputs and quicker with my button switches. So many times I was doing like jumps where it's like, I would do like a little short Mario jump, like right into a pit. I'm like, that's a fucking stupid.
I make those. Yeah. Those are the mistakes I would make on the later levels. It wasn't like these impossible spots. It's me just making a dumb mistake.
Dumb mistakes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would be better with those with a controller than with a joystick.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, that's what we all started out on. You know, right. I got really used to using those controls. But you know, you want to hear something funny though? I got to world, 7-4, and that's the castle has the maze that you have to follow. And I vaguely remember the one on NES, and I always had trouble with it, but I kind of remembered the pattern. I realized that the pattern is different on the red tent version.
Oh, it is?
And I went into 7-4, and it's on the strategy, the wiki page, like the proper
order.
Route.
Yeah,
I went into 7-4 and I had like seven lives, and I kept the timer kept running out because I couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, I'm down to like five guys. I'm like, wait a second, computer's right here. My red tent's right here. I'm going to let the timer go out, and I'm going to look up the correct pattern. So I went back, and I had like two lives left by the time I got it.
Oh,
I
was able to get through it.
So I left the game running, and then I looked it up, and I'm like, yeah, well, now I know the right pattern. I went back.
That
and
is was, not was different. Sure. That's pretty interesting.
That is interesting. Was it like on the NES? Was it like top middle?
Midnight Madness.
Yeah. Yeah, something like, yeah.
But like, what's the arcade version?
Nintendo Power. It's low top.
Oh, wow. That's totally different.
And then,
yep.
and then it's top low.
Oh, that's much harder. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So interesting.
You know, it's funny. The first time I ever saw Super Mario Brothers in an arcade was in eighth grade. And it was a trip to Minneapolis, actually.
Oh, no shit.
This actually just occurred to me. And my eighth grade class, we took a trip up to Minneapolis from Illinois, from Rockford, where I grew up. We were there to see, I think it was a symphony up there was playing. It was like this giant, like, eighth grade trip. So the whole class went. And the hotel we stayed at, it was a Sheraton. And the Sheraton had an arcade. And in that arcade was Super Mario Brothers. And there was one kid who had the NES version at home and had played the arcade version. And he was amazing to watch. Mm-hmm. So I watched a shitload of the arcade version.
Oh, sweet.
As a kid. And this was like, I didn't get my first NES until I was in high school.
Oh, and the arcade was out before the NES, too. So, like, I don't know, six months or a year or something. So,
right. So this was 88 or 89 that we had this trip. So, yeah. There's this dude, like, in my class who fucking rocked it. And I remember, like,
sweet. Always had the speed button on the whole time.
Yeah, and like five or six kids, like, gathered around him, like, watching him like an arcade god back in, you know, those days. And, he was fucking rocking it at Super Mario Brothers. I totally had forgotten about that until you mentioned it.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's weird shit in levels that doesn't seem like it should work at all, but that's how you get through it. I had a huge hang up with 5-2. There's a Hammer Brother on like a staircase or whatever you want, you know, call it. And you want to try, like, you think you want to jump over him. And I was, unless I have like the firepower or whatever, you're kind of fucked because it's so difficult. Like, I jumped over him, like, it was all by luck, like maybe twice. I would just always die. And I found out that one time I was going to try to wait for him to hop up, like jump in the air and then short jump under him. Yeah. So I did that and it worked, but somehow it killed him too. Even though you're not jumping on top of him. It's like you hit his feet and he dies. Like, I couldn't, like, weird shit like that. Oh, like, weird. And it happens consistently. Mm-hmm. I can do it every time. It doesn't make any sense.
You should totally do a video. I mean, especially if you could do like a full playthrough of Mario Brothers on versus.
I could get to 8-4 probably.
That'd
I can
be
do
really
it
cool.
Probably 60% of the time. Then there's another weird shit that what was it? On 6-3, you know, the notoriously difficult level, where there's one spot where there's two platforms and you're moving. They kind of intersect almost. They're like, because there's one that moves up and then one's moving like this, you know, so you kind of got this thing going and you can get stuck between them and there's no way to get out of it. Even if you try jumping and it happened to me like twice. It doesn't make any sense. You go from one and if they intersect, you're just fucked. You get sandwiched and you're dead.
like it crushes. Just falls you. Yeah.
You just fall. So like, it's stupid. There's like weird shit like that. That just is like, what the hell? And I don't know if I don't remember the NES complete, the regular Nintendo version completely, but I remember the scrolling being different on there. You know, obviously you can't double back, but you, like, if a cannon shot something and you went to the right far enough where it was out of sight, it wouldn't keep going. But on this version, it does. All that shit follows you, even like enemies and stuff. Like, you can't scroll past it, and then it just stops. But on NES version, you could do that, I'm pretty sure.
I'm trying to. You know what I mean? Like a turtle.
Okay, you're running. You're to the right.
A turtle goes here, and then it'll come back.
So, like, okay, let's. Like, how do I explain this?
It's a pipe or something.
Because like obviously, you move left to right in this.
You can only go to the right.
And let's say you go past a turtle, it's past the screen now. You went to the right far enough that it's off the screen. You don't see it, It was walking to the right. Yes. If you stop, it'll still catch up to you. But on the NES version, that never. I don't believe that ever happened. Oh. Like it would just go away.
I want to say that they did, but like I'm not sure.
Because like
I should fire up NES that are here.
There was a shit ton of cannons, and they would fire, and I would go way ahead, and you could wait for it. It would catch up, but I don't remember that ever happening.
I see what you're saying. So if you race ahead of a bullet bill,
yeah,
eventually it will catch up with you.
Yeah, but I don't remember that happening at all. I remember using it as a technique.
Yeah.
You know,
like get it off the screen and then it's like kind of gone.
Yeah, yep, I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's right. I remember that too.
That sounds familiar with the bullet bills specifically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, weird shit like that.
You know, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Just on, since Jim's been to the end on the Versus version, how many do you know of places where you can get a one-up? Like that one-up mushroom? I think that's on World 1-2 or whatever it is. No, yeah. Was it 1-1?
1-1. 1-1, and there's one on 3-1.
And that's the only 3-1. Two there are?
Those are the only two I know of. I think I would guess there's might be one more. But it's very few and far between.
Yeah.
And there's four that I know of. There's four vines to a bunch of coins and stuff. But one of them is 4-2, which gives you the warp to 6. So avoid that one. But there's one in 2-1, 3-1, and 6-2.
For vines?
For vines to give you a boatload of coins. You know?
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, they almost always you get into the fast time where you're racing the clock then, but it's usually worth it.
Like every level is like racing the clock pretty much.
Yeah.
At least it was for me. Even I only got as far as 3-2.
But I got good. I figured out the timing to get the 6 fireworks almost every time if I'm doing things right. You want to land on a 6, the timer, to get the 6 fireworks.
Either a 6 or a 3 or a 1.
And so if I wait, typically if I get lined up ready for my running jump, wait until it's at the timer's at a 1, and then that's about you'll land. If you hit like the 5,000 or 2,000 mark, you'll get that most of the time. That's a good way to get a chunk.
That's
of
worth
points.
What is it like for a 6? 3,000.
Yeah, because 500 per last.
So if you fuck up for a jump, then at least you can get 3,000 plus whatever you can get for the.
Yeah, I mean, like if I fuck something up, then I would just wait until it's like at 8 or 7 and quickly. Bloop.
Yeah. So Jim, so were you like spending your time while you're playing to get your score? Because what was your final score?
I don't know, 630-some thousand.
630. So
634. Yeah.
So were you like focusing on like kill every enemy, or are you like kind of jamming?
I was just kind of jamming, but I would try to get as many coins as I could.
For extra guys.
A lot of coins. Yeah. And then the stages where you can hit a turtle shell into a shit ton of the Goombas or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a few stages like that.
Oh, yeah. Are there any of those stages where you can pick up an extra guy from Turtle Bunks?
Not a...
No, they replaced them. I checked it. They're all changed to mushrooms.
Yeah, I didn't post I did post not a picture in Slack, but I got a 2 nights ago, I think, or last night, I got 590,000, and I ran into another kind of a glitch. There's a spot in 6-2 when you're trying to get the vine, and there's a turtle between like two columns or whatever, like this. And you have to go in there because there's a coin box, an invisible coin box that gives you enough of a reach to hit the vine. And I got in there and I had Fire Mario or whatever, and I hit the turtle like square on, and he kept going back and forth, but I would not get hit. He would not shrink me. He would like go right through me, but I could keep jumping on him for 500 points. So I probably got like 20,000 points just doing that over and over.
Cheater!
And before the timer started to go down. But it was a complete glitch because he was passing right through me. So I don't know, weird shit like that, but I can't recreate that. That was a complete fluky thing.
So that was one of the first things I did is I went through to see if any of those spots where you can get the whole bunch of men.
Yeah.
And I noticed all those places have all been replaced with mushroom guys.
The most amount of lives I ever had at once was I got to the crown or whatever, like 11 or 12 lives. And then most of the time when I have the most amount of lives, I end up throwing them all, like five of them away in like one level. Like I get all excited and then I fuck it all up. But yeah, maybe I'll play some at your place, Andrew.
Yeah. We can throw it out. Like, I actually have been playing, I'm embarrassed to say, I have not been playing my red tent. So I only play like three games, and I never beat that first score.
This is the most Super Mario I've ever played.
Yeah.
It used to be one of those things where I'd play like one game and then, oh, nice. Yeah,
it's just because it was, I don't have Super Mario that's loaded. I've got Castlevania and Gradius on the red team right now. So I didn't feel like digging.
Hey, Gag, Gradius.
So much other shit.
That? Yeah. What's that game? Never heard of it.
I've had so many other fucking
things. I've got four of them. Yeah.
I do in the garage around the house to get ready for this weekend that I have. It's like, I don't want to dick around with another versus board. I can just play it on the arcade SD. So that's how I've been playing it.
Yeah, it was funny, like, Jimbo,
it was funny battling with Crafty.
Yeah, you guys both were.
Well, and then he'd be like, I can't figure this out. I think, and I'm like, I know something you don't know. And then you'd clearly figure it out. I'm like, well, I should have just told him, you know, because. But everything was actually on that wiki page, but it's all in italics because it'd show the NES version, but it'd be like in verses you have to do this or this is different, and that's where everything was.
Yeah, I didn't read the wiki page. I wish I had. I didn't even see that.
I'm sure there's probably YouTube videos too of all that shit.
Yeah,
no, that's a thing though. Like,
I just wanted to play it pure.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny. My biggest problem with the game was I was trying to do tricks that they've like more modern Mario games, where it's like I've been playing New Super Mario Brothers and all the rest of those games.
You're trying to shake the controller so he jumps higher.
Pick up the whole fucking cabinet, shaking it.
Why can't it hold on to the turtle shell and then release?
Right. Yeah. No. It's actually it's
where's Yoshi?
It's the doing a jump when you bounce off of another guy and get a higher jump off of that.
So
if you jump on like a floating turtle, if you jump when you hit his head, you can jump higher.
Right.
Or if you're just like running along and you see a Goomba, you can jump off of his head and hit jump again.
Like a springboard. Yeah.
And you go higher, but it doesn't work in this game. And it's been so long since
those springboards piss me off too, because You only get the high jump on the first time you jump on it. So if you fuck it up, you're better off just jumping off of it and then trying again. Yeah, that shit's bogus. And the flying fish can kiss my ass too.
Fuck them!
Oh yeah,
the cheap cheeps.
But yeah, my favorite when you're Fire Mario, nothing's more gratifying. I mean, shooting the Bowser or whatever is at the end of the stage is always, you know, gratifying. But nothing gives me more pleasure than shooting all those fucking fish in the swimming stages.
Octopi.
Yeah, whatever they're called. I should know. I have that shirt that has all
the squid, and then
there's
the cheap cheeps or the fish.
Yeah, flying fish.
Yeah. Yeah, the cheap
those
cheeps.
Dicks.
So I just always love it.
You dick.
They're fucking cheap.
Fucking
like
assholes.
Come out of fucking nowhere.
You like, gotta run like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't dare double back because you're dead.
No,
if you do that. Yeah,
we get those coins. Just keep going.
Yeah. Fuck the coins.
Yeah,
you just get to those.
No, no, they're just. Out of there. No. Yeah, fucking the coins. Yeah. But yeah, you can. Yeah, there's. There's not nearly as many power-ups or extra lives. I mean, they took out so much shit.
I muted that.
Like the worst is you spend like, I can't remember. There's a couple stages where there's Hammer Brothers on like lines of bricks and you spend the time to take them out so that you can go into those bricks and hopefully get a power up. And then you realize that there's not even a power up. You're like,
oh,
what
I
the
love that.
That's the pile of shit because I didn't get a payoff. Yeah. It's a waste of time.
You could have just ran past them.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
fighting.
So we have a I think Crafty picked the next game since Jimbo you picked this one, so we can't pick Pro. So Crafty picked Scramble.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who's good at Scramble?
That's the sequel to Berserk, is that right?
No. It's the precursor to Copper Command, whatever it's called.
What?
Super Cobra.
Cobra, there we go.
Had a sequel. Oh.
That's Frenzy.
Oh, Frenzy. Yeah, okay.
So who here is good at Scramble?
Scrabble? Well, don't give me a Z or a Q. No. Oh.
That's one of those. Do not forget, you have to have an 8-way stick for that one.
Yes.
There's a couple spots in there you cannot get through without an 8-way stick.
That's why I switched on my on the cocktail. My cocktail, I switched them out with 8-way joysticks just so we can play Scramble.
Right.
You know? That's one of our faves that we play.
That'll be really fun on the computer.
Yeah, we'll expect you to go ahead and win that one, Mach.
No. This is on my cocktail. This is my 16 one.
Yeah, Mach, so you're due for a win, so you better, you know. Forget about the whole you're going to be drunk for the next 5 days straight.
Is there a scramble at one-up or
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, it is a great question. We can actually play it if we don't own one.
Because I can't because none of my – well – no, I can't because Scramble's a vertical game, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I can't even put that on the fucking one main cap or the one cabinet I have. All right, let's see.
Didn't you have an anniversary it'll still pack?
Won't it play?
I don't have an 8-way in that thing.
Oh, okay.
He just has a 3-way. Know what I'm saying?
Because
a four-way is too many.
Have you ever gotten to the end of the game where you got to go through the base? You have to have an 8-way joystick to get through that part.
Yeah.
The diagonals you have to do to wiggle your way through it. So it's a must-have.
Yep.
So I will check one up and hyperspace real quick. I don't remember seeing one either place, but let me just check.
And their game list might not be up to date.
They're usually pretty good, at least on Colfax. Or on 1UP.
Andrew, did you see the sneak peek that...
I did. I actually mentioned to the guys that Steve might have a new game, but then I was like, I want to show you guys the video, but I won't.
Yeah, he said it was a secret, so I guess we're...
It's a secret,
We're like the third level inner circle, or whatever.
You can't violate that trust.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not that big of a deal. It's awesome, but it's like, it's a new game, and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait to play Gallagher, then.
It's not worth betraying Steve's trust. So they don't appear to have it at 1UP.
No Scramble.
We have Hyperspace. I don't remember Hyperspace having one. I was there recently, too.
So Orange Whip in chat says, yes, no Defender. Hee hee.
Yeah, I was going to respond to that.
He probably said, I hate Scramble.
yeah, exactly.
apparently is a Scramble at Hyperspace.
Nice. I'll play it there at least.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't think I've ever played Scramble. Or if I have, it's been a one time.
You played the sequel, though, I think.
Super Cobra was
in the tournament
last year, yeah.
That's hard. That game's harder, a lot harder than Scramble as well. That's cool.
Yeah, Scramble's easier than Super Cobra, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't have those fast diagonal rockets that shoot at you.
Yeah.
Those are ridiculous.
Have you guys ever played that game Mars? It's kind of a ripoff of Scramble and Super Cobra, but it's actually Mars. Twin sticks. It's a twin stick shooter, but I think it's vertical, and you're flying sideways doing the same kind of thing.
Well, you shoot like Robotron?
Yeah, it's twin sticks shooting like Robotron, but you're flying along just like Super Cobra or Scramble. It's very similar.
Yeah, look that up.
It's, yeah.
It's not sound familiar.
There was one that sold on Craigslist maybe 2 years ago that one of the Bay Area guys got it.
Wow, I have not played that, Jack.
Laughing at Brian, he says, ooh, Cobras,
like yeah. Game,
I was thinking of Mars Matrix. That's a newer one.
Did somebody
no,
say
I've
Mars?
Never played Mars.
Boop, 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 boop,
yeah.
Boop.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm looking at
that
shit right now.
That's usually how that goes.
Yeah, get on those sound effects.
We're going to have to be doing this all on our own in Denver because we won't have a soundboard. That's all right. I think we're...
I don't need to if you guys are doing it. You know.
I know, right? We're well practiced.
We need the black guy from Police Academy to walk around behind us.
Yeah, little sound effects.
Yeah.
All right, so are we doing a show, short show tonight? Is this it? So we've announced Scramble. We did our talk about Denver, and then we
totally nearly said shit show.
Anybody pick up any games this week?
No.
Nope. Okay. See you guys.
I'm pretty sure I know someone who.
I'm pretty sure at least someone. Yeah.
Somebody with a sound bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jim, Mr. Bashful.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that.
I picked up my Toki cabinet.
Yay!
Jim, you know what? I was actually pretty happy about that. I've been bugging you to make a Toki forever.
I needed the right cabinet, though. I wanted a Williams cabinet because that's how I remember seeing all of them. They all had like the appropriate control panel that was mostly flat, and then you have the monitor right there in your face, you know, horizontally, not at some weird angle. And so I wanted to find a Williams cabinet, either a Defender or what I ended up finding was Robotron cabinet. And I have no guilties about throwing it in there because it had already been converted completely. In fact, it took GAC to recognize the cabinet and like confirm what it was. But it's got silkworm in it, which I don't know if you guys have played that.
Yes, that's fun.
It kind of reminds me of Moon Patrol.
Is that the you switch? This. No, player one is on the ground, player two is in the sky, right?
If you play a two player, but like
yeah.
You've got one of those thin black joysticks with the red button on top, and then you've got jump button and a fire button, and when you push the red button, your shot is forward, but the other guy switches, and so you're shooting behind you, and then you're jumping and stuff. And at some point, I think you fly a helicopter. And I barely played the game. I just wanted to test and make sure it worked, even though I didn't give a shit about it when I picked it up. But yeah. It's gonna be a bigger project than I was really hoping. Because the pictures were a little deceiving. I got there, and from the pictures, the cabinet looked pretty solid, but there weren't like a lot of close-ups. And the bottom of the cabinet has some flaking. No water damage, but the bottom has some flaking on the plywood. And I realized quickly the reason why is because there's not one single leg leveler. Not one. They're all gone, like completely gone. So this thing's just been sitting and being shifted around. And so... I'm going to have to repair that. And then the T-molding stopped right at the bottom of the cabinet, didn't wrap around. And the T-molding slots need to be recut and going all the way on the bottom. So it's going to take some woodwork and stuff. But honestly, after doing eyes and you saw that swelled up mess, I don't think it's going to be a huge problem. It's going to be a pain in the ass, but I think, it's not going to be nearly as bad as eyes. I'll have to use a shit ton of Bondo and glue and recut that. But I want to do the sides are pretty smooth except for the bottom. So I want to do like a gray vinyl to match the gray in the side art. Cause I fucking hate orange. The idea of, you know, So I think gray is the way to go. I don't know if they have like a gray laminate. Otherwise, I'll just do a vinyl. And but I would like you artsy guys who can do graphic design, and I know there's more than one of you, to design a really kick-ass custom bezel and maybe a CPO.
Is that with vector art or just like creating from scratch?
I don't know. Like, whatever's you have vector
art from Toki at all?
Well, I haven't scanned shit. I mean, I have artwork, but I haven't done any scanning.
All there is artwork on it is the marquee and the side art, right?
Yep.
I don't think there was ever anything else. Was there even a...
But, you know, there were other... The thing is, there were other Toki games, and the art for that, you know, looks... The character and stuff looks similar. There was a couple Genesis games, and I think there's even an NES game. So there's other games out there where you might be able to find, you know, digital art of some sort, but I haven't done, you know, I'm not a graphic designer, so taking the time to vectorize, you know, that stuff is, you know, wouldn't be time efficient if I did it. I'd be better off hiring someone or whatever. But, you know, the game doesn't have a bezel, and it's got a plain ass FabTech CPO. You know, it's just gray with FabTech across it. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to using that, but I don't want a black fucking bezel.
Don't listen to a meme cabinet.
I still love you. You didn't mean that.
Oh, I want that meme cabinet, though. I want it. When you were playing Cliffhanger 2 years ago, I was wearing a fucking big boner. I thought it was awesome.
Oh, supporting a chubby.
It does play laser games well. Yeah. Till was playing a bunch of laser games over here. He's playing Dragon's Lair 2 and Esh's Esmeralda or something like that. We played that for a while. I don't know if you guys ever seen that. It's pretty obscure. Kind of like Cliffhanger, weird Japanese game. But yeah, no, it's fun. It has its moments.
Mark, did you make that? Was that your creation? Did you?
Yeah, everything? I made it with. I look at it now and I just
crayons and raspberry jelly,
all the buttons and shit. Yeah, I just wish it was more simple.
Raspberry jelly. Yeah, it wasn't sex jelly.
You made it out of macaroni and noodles.
I made it. Yeah, macaroni. Basili. Yes.
Macaroni and KY.
Some nice Kentucky jelly.
It dries after 48 hours. You have to let it cure.
Don't listen to him.
That's
I heard his feelings and it's not going to work anymore. Only one of the light guns doesn't work. So
that's my next project.
So Toki, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yep.
And then you gotta do on the show where we put a camera on while we watch you play through it, because that's a pretty.
But I'm not. But I've never finished the game. I'm not like a whiz at it. I just like the game.
No, it's. But if there's YouTube videos, I mean, it's finishable. You know, there's people that there's patterns for all the bosses. You'll get through it. Trust me. You can get through Mario Brothers, fucker.
Yeah. I haven't beat it. I can get to the last stage.
On Toki or
Super Mario?
Yeah, if you can do Super Mario, I mean, he'll have no problem with doing Toki.
I've gotten to the last stage on Toki. I don't know if I ever made it all the way through, though.
Because you can't continue, right?
Yeah. Which I think Rastin does that, too, right? The last level, you can't
continue. The last stage just let you continue, yeah. I didn't know that until...
I love that.
Someone on Club was like, oh, you can't continue the last game, last stage. And I was like, I never tried. I never continued on that game ever because it was all about making the quarter last. If you continue, the quarters don't last this long. But if you play the whole game,
you
fuck up. You got to play the whole game. And that one quarter lasts a long time.
Yeah.
I never knew that about Rastan until Club. So, fuck, like 25 years after I was playing it, I learned you can't continue on the last stage.
By the way, Jimbo, Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What happened? Oh, I was going to say that the other thing too is it's like when it rains, it pours. Because I didn't think I was going to be getting that super hang on, but there's a good. Well, I shouldn't say good, but there's definitely a chance because those people were texting me all weekend. And it's like, they thought they were going to try to get the sound working. Cause I'm like, well, I'm not, you know, you remember that story. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't get it working. And then they're like, oh, we just realized we don't have the key for it either. And I'm like, well, that's not a big deal. And they're like, well, we're going to see if we can find the key. So they keep texting me. And so I think they're willing finally to negotiate seriously. Cause I offered, you know, what did I, $200, I think. They had it listed at four. So there's a chance for that too, which would be awesome because I want that game. I don't have a racing game, but I like that one. I like the profile, just the upright, you know.
What game I missed? What game was it?
Super Hang On.
Oh yeah, fucking A.
I like the music in that, and then you got the.
No, turbo I like it too. Definitely.
Mike Mann loves that game. That's like one of his pride and joys.
Is that the one where the screen looks sort of like Pole Position?
A little bit. And you tilt.
It looks way more like Outrun. It's like, I think, the same hardware.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. The motorcycle one I'm thinking of, it looks sort of like
Yeah, Lewis, it's got great music. You're right.
And you tilt to the knee on your bike.
Yep.
Right,
yeah.
It's a hard game, too.
Yeah. I always liked the arcade where you sat down on it. Akira.
Oh, yeah. Where you lean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
I was thinking about buying like four of those, but I was kind of getting slow and, you know, a little low in space.
Link them up.
I remember playing those the stand-up ones on the arcade, but you just like stand over it, straddle it, and then you just push it to the side below you.
Oh yeah,
easier control.
You actually there. Lean because like leaning is like too distracting. So it's like you just like kind of squat over it and then just push the bike to the side underneath you to.
Fucking
the screen's on its side.
Well, yeah, but like you weren't distracted by like the fact that you had
you just push it below you, just push it, yeah. And it ran great.
I've been in that situation with 34K before,
dude.
I was waiting.
that hand on the top of the head, just like reaching out back, just like.
What are you doing?
No, Andrew, no.
The adrenaline kicks in, starts panicking and sweating profusely.
Just let it happen.
This is going to happen.
It's better.
The other motorcycle game that I would totally, it takes up a lot of space would be Motor
Dave,
Frenzy.
I always forget about that shit.
That was like a funny
was that, shit, was that last Crinkers?
I don't know. My cousin Brian couldn't stop laughing. I just remember that. I'm like,
that
no,
was last Crinkers,
no, Andrew, no, buddy, no.
Where was that at?
Crinkers.
It was outside. I don't know what the fuck.
He was smoking cigarettes or whatever.
Yeah, he's just pushing my head down. I'm like, no, Andrew, no.
He gave me a hug and then he came in like it was weird. It was like, yeah, I just grabbed the back of his bald head and sort of pushed it.
I was scared. I'm like, thank God I'm not in prison. Thank God.
Find a happy place.
Yeah.
Start giving him a shoulder massage as it's going down. It's like, all right.
Got a pretty mouth.
Oh, I'm a heart attack.
Oh, damn it. It's going to be fun.
Well.
Was that it?
There it is.
Wait,
Carrie?
Sorry. Oh. Yeah, and there I go. It's like the boring repair thing.
We're not picking Defender. That's it. It's final.
Come on, Crafty. You must be in the chat somewhere. Change your mind. So I'm just going to keep asking everything.
Whoever the you lose. Good day, sir.
I wanted to tell you guys about my flipper.
Tell your story.
Nobody gives a shit about my repair. I know.
I care.
I'm on here.
Thank you.
Care.
Yay. Yes, Leo.
I'm having a smoke break.
Yeah, right. Carrie's boring repair thing of the week. No, I thought this one was kind of fun, though.
Wait.
Girls have a
vagina.
Let's get
some context.
Ha ha ha. Quiet.
There are no women in this hobby, okay, except for Carrie, maybe one or two others. And then Carrie is the one that gets in there, screwdrivers, soldering irons, nuts, bolts, wrenches, and all that. So, yeah, I want to hear about your damn repair.
Thank you, yes. Well, I kind of like this story because it's to me, this is like this was a good like lesson to me. I know, right? So my Tales from the Crypt, it has the two bottom flippers and then an upper right flipper. And my upper right flipper was living life happy as a clam and then, bam, stopped working. And I pick up the play field and kind of mess with things and nothing happens. I mess with things again and then, hey, it's working again. Yay, life is good. And then I go to play a game, whatever, a few days later, and flipper's not working again. And in the when it first happened, of course, I do what I always do, which is immediately message all you guys and be like, "Oh my god, what the fuck! I hate pinball guys!"
And so that's it now.
3 a.m. Go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I know it's definitely late at night too.
Well, and we all know Griffin is the resident expert on flippers. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was funny. Oh,
that was a good one.
Uh-oh, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, yes. Looks perfect right here.
It's because he's Australian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Waka waka.
That's why we're right here.
Hey, let me lose that.
So I get a litany of good advice about things that could possibly be a blown relay, this, that, mushrooming. It's like, oh, okay. So I am
I got a lot of
advice, and I'm thinking flipper rebuild kit, and I literally am like at work not wanting to work, so I'm like looking at flipper rebuild kits, and there's one from Marco and it's like $45 and
Marco's expensive kind of.
Marco is expensive. So I was on the verge of plunking that in my cart, and then I'm like, maybe later, maybe I'll do it when I get home. And I actually ran across, there's an amazing resource for Data East pinball owners of this guy who wrote, I think it's like a 4-part guide on Data East from, you know, the beginning of time until they stopped making pinball, all about, you know, various things, the different eras, what happens, the different repair tips, and kind of takes you through. And ran across that, and I'm like, oh, okay, flippers, I'll do that. So first thing he says to do, check the fuses. And I'm like, well, it's not a fuse. I know that because it was working, and then it wasn't working, and then it went back to working, and then it's not working. So that's clearly not a fuse. But that's pretty much the easiest thing for me to check. So I think I'll check the fuses.
Doesn't hurt.
Right? It doesn't hurt. Exactly. Like, I can do that. I can even do that with, like, maybe a glass of wine in my belly. So, because usually I don't touch repair if I've had any kind of alcohol. Like, you know, I just like, oh my God, I don't want to fuck it up. So I open up the play field, and on Data East, the flipper board is off.
Don't shoot with this
it's
one.
off on the left. And there's 5 fuses on there. So I'm taking each one off and I'm testing the fuses. And what do you know? They're all good. And as I go to put the last one in, which is actually in a spot that you can't see so well, I go to snap it in. And I realize that the fuse holder is missing one of the little legs. It has 3 of the 4 legs. And I'm like,
oh my god.
So, like, I think I probably, I mean, I can't be positive. I don't know. I'm not positive that is in fact, but it's been playing like a champ. I snapped it in correctly, but I need to obviously replace that. But I'm like, oh yeah, probably just, especially with the shaker motor on that thing. Probably just kind of wiggled a little bit loose, and
that's definitely the issue.
Yes, right. It was like, oh my god, it was
just like a Craigslist ad. It's just a fuse.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Probably a simple fix. I see that one.
Probably
all the time.
A simple fix. A fuse.
Just too simple for us to fix.
It's just a bulb.
Oh my God. Hey, there's no wrong way to put a fuse in, right?
Yeah. Well, it is if you bend one of the fucking legs on it.
Sorry, my dog just fell. That was the funniest thing. She is the least coordinated little animal. And it was funny because I was like, I don't think I snapped that out. I'm looking for like the bottom of the fuse. Yes, hi, sweetheart. Thank you. So, yeah, that was awesome. I was like, oh, my God, it was a fucking fuse. So glad I didn't just blindly go, oh, it's probably rebuild. And probably need a rebuild kit.
That's better than a fuse because a fuse costs a dollar.
That's true. Yeah. Although I probably should replace that fuse holder on that on the board.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
In a pinch, you could use a bullet.
Yeah. What's funny about Marco pinball parts is like, let's say you find a part that is cheap, like 99 cents or something. Okay, I'll order this.
Ship it.
$9.
Yeah.
Only for a part that weighs less than a feather.
Yeah. This is the operator fix for fuses, like a quarter inch screw.
Yeah, right. Or a nail.
Yeah.
So it's like specialty too, you know.
Wrap the fuse with tin foil.
That's the thing is,
yeah, right.
It's like they'll have the part though. You know, you'll look around all over the internet, and it's like nobody has it, but of course they do.
No, it sucks too because like every time I do that, I think like, fuck, man, like I should just like stock up on the shit, like Great Plains or ordering from, even Mauser and you know, the all electronics.
What else can I possibly?
It's like, what the fuck else can I buy and just stock up on?
Yeah,
like,
you know,
that's when you're picking your brain.
But you can't. The problem I have with that
is that you lose the inventory, and you know you have the damn thing, and you have to go and order one anyway.
Right. No, it's almost. I mean, it sucks, but it's almost better just to buy the shit as it breaks. It's hard to. I mean, you know, you start with a stock of stuff, but then how do you? You end up with like Ian Kellogg. You've seen his basement, right? But it's just like a fucking wall
of bins of parts.
Or like Adam. We've seen Adam in his lab, which is awesome. But it's like, oh my God, like what would it take to like stock the parts? We actually brought this up on Slack like this week. It's like, you know, like how many like spare parts do you have for the games we have in your collection? It's like, my God, to actually store all the spare parts you would need to fix any game at any given time, even to make a
You just need a garage, Andrew. That's what you said.
I just think it's better than having a, you know, a rented apartment with some drawers in your kitchen to store your shit.
Oh, actually, they're not in the kitchen. It's in the closet. It's all our
kitchen. It's in the closet.
It's an arcade closet is what it is. No, and they're all in organized bins.
It is true though. I have like two shelves of arcade shit. Like just
speaking of which, I found your Optos and threw them in my bag. So.
Remember to bring Optos.
Clean them with alcohol.
Yeah.
Nah, that's too much work. I just buy new ones.
Fuck it.
Damn.
No, but actually, that's a great point. It's like buying Optos is a great example, though. It's like, all right, so, oh, fuck, I need Optos for a centipede trackball or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or a pinball
machine. Four or 40. Yeah.
Right? I mean, like both my fucking, like, Star Trek and Judge Dredd have, like, 60 Optos each. So it's like, all right, so it's easy to stock up on those. But, like when you're, you know, buying shit at all electronics, it's like, I want to put together a cart and I want to make this shipping worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out buying like stuff I don't fucking need just to try and justify.
Predicting what is the hell it is that you're going to need. Like when I needed a bridge rectifier for my Tempest. Like I have like four different kinds of bridge rectifiers, but none of them went to the fucking Tempest.
Right.
I was I'll get a couple extras of those. Like, no, do I have what I need? No, of course not.
Rectify.
I cannot rectify.
Not the games.
It says it on Sean Pinball. He says it says rectify.
For me, the connectors and Mullex pins, and deciding how many, like ordering that shit off like Mauser. Yeah, okay, I need the 0.156, and I need the female and the male. And you spend like 3 hours to like make sure and double check you got the right quantity and everything right.
And guarantee you, one of those things is going to be wrong.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're getting and like, then what the fuck is this?
I started because
why did I buy 20 of them?
I know
because it was 2 cents cheaper if I buy 20 of them.
Yeah.
Then you look at
and then I end up spending I ended up now I just buy they have kits, I think, that has like all the ants. It's a little more money, but then I'm like, okay, they're all in one pouch. I got everything I need.
Yeah.
I buy like a shit. Well, Carrie, you know, because I brought a few
of them. Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Then when you're all done, you look into your shopping cart. $52. Oh, fuck that. I'll just get the one part.
Yeah. I wonder if I can get this locally and so I can save on my shipping. Yeah.
I know you do the math, Ron. It's like, these are only 13 cents a piece, so I'll get 100 of them. Oh, wait a second. I need to get that. That was only the female end. Shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, these are the 153s. Fuck, I need the 98s.
God, damn it. Yeah. They're out of stock on this? The one I... Fuck.
Yeah, it's totally... They're out of stock on this.
And then they have 80 filter fields. So it's
Mousers. Okay. The worst.
Let's see here. What's this? Tolerant? I don't know. Just give me my part.
Right. That's why Great Plains is really nice, is at least it's like electronics for the hobby. You guys still great playing electronics, right?
Yep. No.
They send me email all the time.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I think I built half of my Star Wars cockpit with parts from Great Plains.
Why can't you grow an ass?
I was in the chat.
You can see the size of my ass.
Well, I'll see it soon enough. Wait, what? A few drinks. A little karaoke.
A little gay vape.
Rectal gay vape.
No rectal vaping in my room, thank you.
Jesus Christ!
Exit only.
Yeah. Read the tattoo.
The tattoo. I can see it right there.
I'm getting out of this podcast.
Andrew is frozen on my screen.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Oh. Same. Yeah, he's frozen on mine.
Oh, no.
I take offense to gay vaping.
What do you call it? Like purple vape flavors?
Well, I thought he was smoking a bowl. Then I realized he was putting like the juice in his vape. I'm like, oh, okay.
The juice.
No. No, we have
Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Come back to us, Andrew.
Quick, somebody else jump
who
in.
Who wants to see a striptease?
Yes!
Wait, what?
No.
There we go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I finished one of my projects.
Dave's going. No one can present. Mark, do you got the controls?
If you guys stop flapping your yappers and let him talk, we can see it.
Yay.
I said present.
Sorry.
Now I can play the
game. That's what I finished.
Big reveal.
Take it all off, you dirty bitch.
He's trying to talk, but he can't hear. Look at that.
Look at the size of those rockets.
And there's so many.
Yeah, fuck.
But they're
a little painful.
So I've been working on this for 2 years.
Woo!
Wow.
Looks great, man. I love it.
And
it
I thought does. I was slow at playing artwork.
So
on.
Nice.
It's a cabaret. Nice.
He would play 1 inch of artwork on.
Yeah, exactly.
Now push it off the roof.
Oh
yeah! No. Who's the one that said that?
Saw it in half, so we can see the inside.
No, who said they didn't like? This is man. They want to push it off a roof. Yeah.
Yeah. Who was that?
That was that new guy.
Yeah, that had the collection. Wooden arcade, cabarets, right?
Was it Wooden Arcade?
Yeah, that's who it was.
It's a wooden pickle.
It's a wooden pickle.
That looks awesome, man.
So this thing was recovered from a dumpster.
Wooden pickle.
Literally.
Really?
It had a metal piece here that had been ripped off because a scrapper wanted the metal piece. He couldn't take off the control panel. I had to rebuild a lot.
Did it have the control board in it and all that?
It did, but it was not working. I didn't get it working again. I don't know if I can see that.
Wow, yeah.
That's
great.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's actually working.
That's right. Although he is a white ball, and I have a blue ball.
What?
They might want to talk to somebody about that.
He has blue balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all news. No.
It's all done. I'm calling it.
Wow, congratulations.
Wow, great job.
Yes, yay! That's awesome. That is gorgeous.
Nice.
So originally the cabarets only came with the wood stuff. The wood grain. But I think this looks a lot better.
Yeah. I love it.
I don't know. I would probably put the wood grain back. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and mine has the wood grain, but it's only because wood grain's in good shape except for the bottom. I just don't have the heart to. But if mine were in crappier shape, I would do that in a heartbeat. It looks so nice. I love that art.
It's really nice. And
recommend.
It looks so much more complete. It's gorgeous.
Ow. Fuck. What the
it
hell?
Completes you.
Did it bite you?
It just bit me, yeah. It was a piece of plastic.
Missile Command is a cruel, cruel game.
It's slashed me so many times.
Yeah. I still think you should put that Trump marquee up for the next three years.
Oh my God. I haven't been able to find it. Where was that?
Rich has selling that, I think.
Oh, is he actually
modded version of the game? It's called Fake News.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he actually created it or if he just...
If you ask, I'm sure he'll sell it to you. I mean, he showed it off on Facebook. You know, look at this.
Yeah. I mean, it's Facebook.
What does that mean? Look at this and buy it.
So you could put it as a decal right here. Like, bam.
Oh, that's true. You have a cabaret, so I don't know. Yeah. Would it fit in
you'll
the
have
front?
Trump right at your crotch level.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right.
Wow. That is there. So. Is the marquee is that original?
That is the original one. Yeah, it's in pretty good shape. There's some touch ups I have to do, but it's actually the original. It looks like part of it broke off at some point, and they put this huge rivet. So you can see that's kind of a weird. There, hold on.
All I see is a polo shirt.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
There you go. So one of the rivets is not original, but I did get a new set, so I'll drill these out at some point and replace all of them. The cones, I replaced some of the aluminum ones. It originally came plastic.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's not too original, but who cares? It works.
And it looks, I mean, it really does look fantastic. Oh, it looks so good. Good job. And you ended up replacing the bottom?
Yeah, bottom 6 inches or so. Just cut it all off and did biscuit joins. I learned all about carpentry on this thing.
Wow.
And watching some of Griffin's videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, that was an exciting video to watch.
Those are cell phone videos, too. That's impressive.
That thing is still sitting in my shed, by the way. I really have to get off my ass.
Yeah, you got to fix that.
Do it!
Joel's like, and then like 2 months after that video, everything fell apart. So,
yeah.
The cabinet.
Yeah, I'm not filming that, the rest of it. I'll blame 2 months.
You still have that thief and stuff, though, right?
No, that's what I'm talking about. I just, after I put the base on it, I sort of lost motivation for that job. But whenever you've got a big job like that and smaller, easier restorations come in, obviously you do those because
the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, absolutely.
that's what happened to this thing. I kept on just leaving it there in the corner.
It was like
my friends would come over. They would say, hey, when are you going to make it work?
Yeah, it took me a year to do the bubbles because I kept getting psyched out because at some point I knew I had to spray it. And I'd never done spray painting before at that level, like with the HPLV and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I get it. I hear you. Sometimes you psych yourself out and they sit there for years.
Oh, and I didn't show you guys the pinball, my first pinball. So I don't know if you can see that. Let me.
Yeah.
Whoa. Plug it in. Oh, the machine.
This is a 1968 oldie.
Wow, a year before I was born.
This is way before I was born, and it actually turns on. It didn't catch fire.
It's always a plus.
I was worried about it
too much on the show. It's bounded.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's true. Look at that. That looks pretty.
So I've replaced all the rubbers, which is always a good thing to do.
It's always good to have fresh rubbers.
Fresh rubbers is always a good thing.
Hey, now.
It's a family show.
What are those rubbers?
Good advice.
Hey, that play field is in good. That really is in nice condition.
It is in nice shape. There's a little planking, or I don't know exactly the terms that the pinball folks use, but there's a little damage.
Divots.
But it is pretty good shape.
And planking. Yeah. You can be planking back there.
It seems like
it's out of it looks good from here, though, for an old thing like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, that's very cool.
Where's the crank to start it up?
Oh, you are funny.
It literally is a crank.
That's like a dangerous pin. You put your hand inside it, it's like it takes your whole arm off.
Right. You're just fine.
Prove it.
Oh. All those gears and shit.
See
there?
Anything?
It's like the Mangler.
So it's slow.
Yeah.
I like machines like that, though. Those are cool.
It's kind of, yeah. It's kind of fun.
So the idea is you got this racetrack, and you can like score laps, and you got laps up there, and you can also score points, and that's pretty much it. It's got a really cool extra ball shot, and that's pretty much it. Very simple.
So it's fully working?
Awesome. Yeah, I've got a couple of glitches. It's not, like, for example, you hit the, I don't know if you guys can see my hand. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like holding the laptop with one hand.
If you hit his finger.
Some of the targets are like 5 points or 5 steps on the track. And it's not counting the full 5. It's like doing 2 or 3. But aside from that, all the bumpers are working. Sorry, what happened?
A little voice.
Wow.
Isn't it funny, all the artwork and on pins back in the day, like everybody had pointed elbows.
It was in the 60s, man. So the one thing that's not perfect on this.
That's not the only thing that's pointy, if you can see what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
Can you guys see this?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's the only thing that's not perfect on this. I guess somebody threw a bottle at it or something at some point.
Aw.
But it displays pretty well. So
yeah, and it gives it a little bit of character. I mean, there's a story. You get a fucking bottle thrown at your head, and you live to tell about it as a game. That's a story.
That it
character.
Is.
It's got character. No, that's awesome.
I love that story.
I love that story. All right, so there.
Awesome.
That's all the new stuff I've had for about a month or so.
Good deal.
Sweet, Lewis.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
I have. Learned all about the EMs.
What the hell?
Okay. Yeah, and you can see my whole garage is a disaster area, so.
I can't relate to that at all.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can, right?
No.
Let's check that freezer right real now. Quick.
Yeah, Brad says he loves the theme of the pit stop.
It's awesome. I'm big into cars too. So
oh, I thought it was about going to the bathroom. Sorry, I got
nice. I was going to make a toilet reference.
Wow.
But yeah, no,
you guys are on the same wavelength.
So, Lewis, does this get you to want to buy another pin?
Yes. Yes. Totally.
Shit stuff.
Really
so
want
one. Are you eyeballing anything out there?
I've got my desired list. I think I mentioned it to you guys. I would love to have a Star Trek TNG. But I hear they're...
Oh, okay. Like Andrew has?
Yeah.
More than like $300 or $400, aren't they?
Speaking of Andrew.
$300 or $400.
$300 or $400, yeah.
This is good, though. I got my feet wet. I kind of learned a little bit about it, and it was only $180, so it was low risk.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nice. That's real low. Yeah.
And I found you that free one today.
Yeah, no, fuck you.
I know.
Nice.
For those of you who don't know, it was a Craigslist post in the local area. It was a 1968, it had a prehistoric Flintstones theme, and it was a disaster. The whole bottom of the cabinet was sitting on the floor with all the electromechanicals.
It was hanging out.
Oh, no.
It's free. Yeah.
Please take this shit away from me and burn it.
Yeah. Stone Age or something. The playfield didn't look so bad.
The playfield looked okay. I was like, oh, wow, it actually is in pretty good shape. And then the last picture where it shows
the last picture.
You get the whole bottom of the cabinet blown down.
Like the pinball got eviscerated.
Yes, it got eviscerated. It's like those car videos where you see the whole transmission just blow out of the bottom of the car.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it in pinball form.
Some things don't need saving. good times.
Yeah.
Hey, let me see if I can present for a sec. Let's show you something funny. Can I present from here? I don't know if I have those. I don't think I have the... Oh, here we go. Maybe I can. Can you guys see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So you've seen this R-rated Flintstones back glass?
R-rated?
Oh. No. Let's see.
Oh, look at it carefully.
Hang on. There we go. Oh!
Oh!
Oh my Lord!
Whoa!
Why are they?
Where's Dino's tail?
Wow!
They're looking at each other, all smiling.
And that's Betty.
Yeah, but
I know they switched wives. So here's the story behind this: is that the Flintstones movie, the shitty one with Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Everybody likes the pinball, but they hate the ugly characters from the movie on the back glass. So what people have been doing is they've been buying this one because it's funny and it's from the old Flintstones, and they've been swapping them out. And I guess they got in trouble and they had to stop selling it. But look at Kazoo. He's got a little wiener, too.
Yeah.
He's putting his heart on. Well, Dino, look, he's sweating because he's got his fucking tail up Betty's butthole.
Betty's butthole, yeah.
I don't think I hear.
Now, so they should be lenticular. But does the game have terrible sound bites from the movie, though, that annoy the fuck out of people, too?
Probably, yeah. But there's programs you can get where you can swap out sound. So people have made
Pro Sound or whatever they call it or something.
Yeah, there's software that you can reprogram all the sound files. So when you hit certain switches or hit certain jackpots, you can put in your own sound effects as long as it follows the same amount of time, it can't go past that amount of time,
Sure.
So that's how people create their own, pinball theme.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fun.
Yeah. A little fun adult pinball humor there. Okay, so moving the show along, it's supposed to be a short show. Gak, do you have anything to share with us tonight?
Or any dirty pictures?
Do you want to save that for the
I don't know.
Another striptease?
Yeah. Well, I started cutting the badges up, so I got.
Ooh!
Wow!
Here on this one. We got both sides there.
We got someone present Gak or.
There we go.
I like the missile. Oh, very nice. Look at that.
I like the missile.
Good job, boy.
Yeah, we got.
Look at that.
Woo!
Ooh, make it rain.
Yeah. Jimbo guts.
Guts.
Yeah, the host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is our first hosted event.
Collect the whole set.
No. Right. I want to be the host.
That'll be worth
the
millions.
That's funny you say that, because we've talked about doing something like a little collector card thing with Steve, maybe.
Yeah.
Resurrecting some of our old artwork and making it available to some of the new members. And
oh, cool.
Oh.
Yeah, I like the
and then,
that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, you guys have seen the other thing I did, but you know, I talked about wanting to do something a little different instead of certificates. We could still do certificates, by the way, if we want
you,
to. But
you got the logo. I mean, what do you need?
I need something to frame.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. All right, Jimbo. Shut up.
So I made these little kind of like mini trophies.
Just
things.
Ruined it.
Sorry, dude. So I actually made these on the 3D printer.
So if somebody wins, it's two people that wins, right? Because
yeah, so that I actually made 12 of these. So the top three place teams for each night could get them. So this one here is kind of a generic one that has both logos on it. But the other ones will say like first place team one up, or you know, first place team at hyperspace. But yeah.
Sweet. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the making of video
that
on
is...
it.
Kind of locked up. Okay. So are we working?
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, I made these little mounts on the back so you can actually mount this up on a wall.
All right, I retract my previous statement.
Yeah, the idea. So the idea is, you know, yeah, you got a little, I just got these little cheapy flashlights. So now you got a mount flashlight.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Then it backlights it.
Like, right? That's
so, yeah, so it's like a you know, lit marquee.
All right.
And then you got a you know flashlight you can use in the garage or game room or whatever. So
that's awesome. That's really
yeah,
awesome.
That is like really little mini marquees, you know. So a little fun thing to do.
That's sweet. Awesome.
That is, yeah.
That's what really I've been doing last week, pretty much making these.
So if the power goes out, there's your flashlight.
There you go.
Come on, Nat. Damn it.
I forgot to change my batteries on the net.
Yeah.
My net trophy.
No, it's great. Yeah. It's like a fire extinguisher on your wall, except it's
right.
Yeah. You look for where the fire is.
Yeah, but you're much more likely to actually use this than the fire extinguisher. At least unless you have a
GO7. Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah.
I'm pretty much expecting that when I arrive in Denver that this will be in the check-in luggage. That they'll have gone through my luggage. There's going to be 18 of these batteries with these little or these flashlights in the box.
Yeah.
And then
I'm bringing a nice cylinder compartment.
And yeah. I'm bringing like you know 16 cans of beer. So it's like, what is this? Some kind of incendiary? You know.
All I see is like this sloshing, bubbling something or other, and like all this electronics.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
It will
just start locking
for
the secondary the minute you get there.
Yeah.
You're
going to get a secondary frisking.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm not picking up the airport, but downtown. You just give me a call when you're on the way, because I'm not waiting for you to get through security. And all the...
about 36 hours from now, I'm going to be... in Denver.
Sweet.
Wow.
Nice. I know.
Little cavity search.
Same here. Damn.
Right?
Gak's going to get in there so early. He's going to be so hammered by the time we get there.
you guys aren't going to get into downtown until like 6 or 6.
Yeah, something like that. No, not 7. Like probably 6. Well, we land at 4.
I'm doing my best to shuttle people up from downtown. So you guys don't have to take Ubers, like at least for the night you arrive on Thursday. But if you guys get in too late, I'm gonna be hammered.
Right, you're gonna be delayed on your flight.
No promise.
Keith Griffin and I are landing at 4:10. So 10? I don't know.
That's borderline.
Yeah, so we'll probably be taking a train into town and then Uber from the train station.
Oh yeah, so actually this is a good point too. So like you guys have got the address, but I'm gonna hang the arcade sign. So, you know, the old Hobby Lobby arcade sign.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Hobby Lobby sign.
From
Newt's only.
from the street, if you look in and see that sign past the yard, you'll know where to go.
Nice.
I'll hang that off the gutter of the garage.
Cute.
And then both Friday and Saturday, we're basically starting at 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 4 o'clock. So, yeah, that's the plan, is to be at the arcades. We'll be starting, hopefully, at 4 o'clock.
So, 1 up, Colfax on Friday, 4 p.m. Yep.
Pan!
And then...
and more. Jim's fingers flown over that button.
And then Hyperspace, Saturday at 4.
Nice.
Yep. So we'll probably be there at least an hour or so beforehand to try and figure out what the games are and make sure that we like the ideas and figure out the night, basically plan.
So do I need to bring a... tablet or anything, or you think we're covered on that? Or?
I think one thing that we're going to need is like little pieces of paper to write people's names on that all look.
Yeah, we need the names for the hat, and actually a hat. So who wants to? We're going to be drawing.
One, bring in the Devo hat to put it in.
All right, so
there we go.
Boom! I like that so much better than bringing Darth Vader. So that's great. Yeah. So we'll draw names out of the Devo hat.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Give me.
Okay. So I've got paper here and stuff like that. So I'll just bring paper and a pen for writing names down.
And then again, we do want to thank our sponsors. Sorry that Buffett, you got kind of bumped, I guess.
Yeah, we have a full call out to all of our sponsors, which are we've got This Old Game, who's been a long time supporter for all of our things.
Yay!
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ian Kellogg is donating prizes. Arcade Icons is how we're going to take care of our scores this year.
Yay, Griffin.
Yay, Griff.
Donkey Kong Remix, a longtime sponsor as well. Last several events we've done, they've been sponsors, been super awesome. Arcade Crusade, we've got some prizes coming from Matroid on Clav, if you guys know him. That's Arcade Crusade. Crafty Mech, of course, has been a longtime sponsor as well of all of our events. The Arcade Buffet. I haven't even opened Buffett's prizes.
He's got a surprise box.
It's crab legs.
It's like a big...
a big old steak.
Spaghetti meatballs.
It's going to be a big casserole. You just roll this shit out.
A 7-Eleven
big... That's one serving.
So the Arcade Buffet with 2T.com.
Yes. Spelled like Buffett, not Buffett.
And then, of course, 1UP and being our host sponsors for the weekend.
Sweet.
Yay!
Awesome.
And any inclination if either one of the... is Xyla going to maybe make it to 1UP, or is Exidy maybe going to make it to Hyperspace? Do we know?
I have no idea. Okay. We have badges for both of them, so hopefully we will cross...
That'd be cool.
Streams.
They're all friends, so I'm sure if Xyla's not busy, she will show up. If John is not busy, he will show up. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, Buffett's still listening. He just answered in chat.
Yeah.
But we've had some good response locally. Hopefully, I mean, honestly, hopefully it'll be a small group.
Well, we're coming, so
it's well, already, yeah.
I mean, we're looking at like, yeah. It's going to be a handful.
We have confirmed about 20 right now. Yeah. So,
Pan!
Griffin, would you get off that dating site?
Is he doing like Denver Tinder right now or something?
Grindr.
Yes.
Tower right now, man.
Meat Spin.
He's finding all the Denver trannies. He's looking for a mountain lady boy.
Find the drinks.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is.
Liquorish.
Well, what do you guys think?
I tell you, man.
Should we call it?
I've noticed. Well, I'll wait until we're off air before I take my pants off and show you guys what I was going to show you. All right.
I can't wait to see Griffin's Tootsie Roll.
So the new game is
Scramble.
Or Scrabble.
And
Scrabble. Yay.
Three word score. Yay.
If I'm not too much of a zombie in the morning, I will get that up as soon as I can. The next score chart thingy.
Just do it.
So are we signing off?
I think we are.
I think.
Okay. Well,
we got to talk about details of the trip.
Sure. So I see a couple new ones. I haven't seen them in a while in the chat.
Oh yeah, romper room call outs. Yeah. We need to get romper room music for this part.
Yeah. So arcade renovation. I'm not sure who that is. I saw Nick Slick Nick. Looks like he keeps going on with our tournament, so awesome. Keep it up. We need you, Slick Nick. Maybe you can take the next one.
Did he play this time?
Yeah, he was in the middle there, I think.
He got
a couple hundred thousand, I want to say. I swear I saw him get a couple hundred thousand.
Oh, he did. He came in third, looks like.
Yeah. Wow.
Motherfucker.
Impressive.
Yeah, let's see who else. Yeah, C-Bart, Brian Frober was back again this week. We missed you last week.
Yeah.
Jack Lick, Leo, Carrie. Who else we got here? Luop. I think that's about everybody. Awesome. Oh, and Gus. That's right. Gus was on there tonight, so... Gus, hopefully you can make it out to Grinkers. So,
cool.
All right, guys.
All right.
So I'm sure if we can all muster up coming back on next week, we'll have some good stories from this weekend.
If I can remember them and if I don't die, according to Andrew.
Dude, Mock is going to drink the 6-year-old Loco.
Oh.
What? What's that?
Well, I remember those drinks.
The one with real artificial.
The Four Loco.
Give him the focus.
Is that an energy drink beer?
Caffeinated malt liquor.
Oh,
he wants that first poured into attack the game.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's for whoever loses Denver 2017.
Chug.
We used to sell a shit ton of those at the liquor store.
Oh my god!
Not that flavor, but the like people always bought the purple ones. I can't remember the flavor.
This shit is 12 per fucking cent.
A time runner also.
That's why they would buy them because they would were so cheap.
It's 12%. Yeah, these things were banned. This is like illegal contraband.
Like you can't have it anymore, but you still have a few.
Yeah. I have one.
Special, yeah.
My reusable insulated Colt 45
vinyl man.
Nice. Condom.
Nice. That's pretty dialed.
Yeah,
rubber.
It's like a cozy, but it looks like a fucking paper bag.
Mm. That's really sweet. That's really nice.
Yeah. So yeah, someone's drinking this fucking Loco shit tonight.
Well, drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, drink water.
We have to bust out the shot glasses, and we'll each take a shot of it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this shit is
like a nice mountain or something.
Yeah. So I was telling you guys beforehand. This should go on air. Anyone who visits Colorado, if you guys don't know, we live in the high plains, the desert, basically. And we're at altitude, so water, hugely important. So I got 10 water bottles from REI today.
Shit, I wasn't ready for that one.
Damn!
A fucking damn!
Timing.
I was already on the goodbye zone.
Especially visiting from state and low altitude. I've got water bottles. Hydration should be the theme of the weekend for safety and
safety.
If you're going to get altitude sickness, it happens, the first couple of days. So
who's bringing the Tylenol and ibuprofen?
Unfortunately, that shit won't help. Really?
Take the oxygen tank.
Yeah, that's like you go to the hospital with the oxygen tank. and IV. So the,
oh,
the
I'm not worried. I've been in
I know
places
Jimbo,
for a long time.
Jimbo, you'll be fine. But like, just for other people who are visiting from low altitudes.
Water, like those of us who
water.
Live at sea level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the opposite.
Sea level. Yeah, well, it might be about 10 feet above. You know?
Which is everyone here except for Jim.
Yeah, it's exactly. There you go.
So, yeah, the rest of you, water, water, water. I got water bottles. I'm going to fill that shit up with water. You guys get here. Drink water. Have a
water
drink.
Drink
more water.
Pee a lot.
Piss clear. That should be the theme of the weekend. Piss clear.
Piss a lot. Yeah. Is gonna be the theme.
Work on that shirt design.
That's right. If you want me to autograph and like design, custom design your bottles, I'll draw shit on them. We'll put your names on them and work them into a pissing, whatever you want.
Should have a trophy for that.
Don't question it. No. Water's the theme for the weekend. I just want you guys to be safe. I don't want anyone to get sick.
Yeah.
All right.
No hospitalization stories.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, so, those aren't fun.
No.
Just keep thinking water.
There you go.
I want to pee here and that.
And actually, our municipal water here is not bad. Having lived in California for 7 years, that shit tastes like a sulfuric.
Yeah. That's why we all drink bottled water.
Yeah. The tap water here in Denver is actually pretty good. So, water,
AKA Coors Light.
Beer.
Yeah, you've been practicing with that.
Yeah, more than I would care to.
All right, folks. All right. I'm going to cut out.
All right.
All right.
Come on.
Later. All right. Thank you.
And we'll mark that window.
Hey. 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 Hey.